Good morning. I'm here with people from Cinema Politica. How about you? Can introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Svetla Turning, and I'm the executive director of the Cinema Politica Network.
My name is Ezra Winton, and I'm the director of programming and do the programming for Concordia.
Great. I have a few questions for you. First, let's start off. I wonder, can you outline for me the main goals for Cinema Politica's screenings this year?
Well, our goals have always been the same, to bring great political documentary films to our audience at Concordia and to connect our audiences to political action and local progressive groups and organizations, as well as the artists and filmmakers that make those brilliant works.
And specifically, this season's lineup of films is under the theme Resistance Tactics, and we're showing 15 documentaries and one fiction film that all explore different aspects of resistance and the various tactics that activists use on a whole bunch of different projects and manifestations across the globe. So we're hoping that'll deepen and broaden our connecting audiences to action.
Wow, resistance tactics. That sounds really, really deep. I wonder, can you elaborate? What would be a specific example, maybe, of a resistance tactic?
Okay. Well, we are showing, there's a bunch, it's hard to choose, but I'm going to choose Saraba, which is a 1-hour documentary about Sister Fa, a Senegalese hip-hop artist who broke gender and genre barriers in that country as a female hip-hop performer. And she has campaigned on a bunch of political issues through her music and through her activities outside of her music career. And her most recent campaign is to end female genital mutilation in Africa. That's one example. And maybe Svetla has another one.
Yeah, I'd like to mention another great film that we've programmed this semester. This is Steve James' last film called The Interrupters. Steve James is the director of Hoop Dreams, that you might have heard of before. And this film is very exemplary of, the theme of resistance and tactics, and namely resistance to violence, since the film is all about the so-called interrupters that are, ex-street youth that insert themselves in conflict scenarios in Chicago, in the more marginalized areas of Chicago. So that's definitely an incredible film to see on the topic.
Wow. Oh, wow, excellent. That sounds like really two really interesting films and from very different parts of the world as well. So I wonder, not necessarily picking out examples, but perhaps to just explain how you choose which documentaries get to be part of Cinema Politica, and must they, well, obviously they're not all North American, perhaps.
We have a committee of people, of programmers, that are experienced in film and in politics and in activism that go through our hundreds of submissions every year and help us narrow it down. Mm-hmm. And then we also seek out films that we've heard about or that we've seen at festivals or that we've found online. So it's a combination of submissions and us acquiring titles. But once they're all narrowed down through the hundreds and hundreds that we get every year, we try to always have a diversity of a voice in terms of the filmmakers. We try to represent marginalized filmmakers. That includes gender and race and class and those kind of things. And also we try to have a diversity of issues and topics and a diversity of geography. The last one's the hardest because, of course, most of the documentaries come from the West. Mm-hmm. So that one poses the biggest challenge. But we make up for that when there's a shortage in other areas of diversity, I guess. But yeah, that's how they're chosen. And then also a good balance between the quality of the of the film itself and the politics in the film.
And all of that in addition to the idea that we try to seek works that have not received, commercial distribution or that are hard to obtain, hard to see, that are, again, at the margins of, the commercial distribution models of film and documentary film in general.
Oh, that's very vast terrain that you've got to cover, I guess. So congratulations on your selections. I wonder, well, myself, I'm not a student anymore, and I'm wondering, do you have a target audience for these films? And if so, what might that be?
Well, everyone is our target audience, yeah. Really. Our all of our screenings are free and open to the public. We welcome, people from the diverse Montreal citizenry, so to speak, as well as students and faculty and local organizers and artists and, in general, people from all walks of life are more than welcome to come to our screenings. We do as much outreach as possible while collaborating with a great variety of local groups in order to reach out to those communities. Hopefully through this interview as well, we'll reach out to your audience and get them to come to see our films.
We also are very pleased that a lot of our audiences are made up of low and no income people, because our screenings are all totally accessible. They're by donation, and we're working on an alternative model from the commercial theatrical or commercial screening model. So that does make up a large part of our audience as well.